What would it take for a hotel to be attached to the Penticton Trade and Convention Center? It's a question that dates back to 1965 and one that's been revisited several times since. Today, in what's become one of Penticton's fastest-growing neighborhoods, the idea is back in the spotlight, but not without debate. Countdown. Isaac Gilbert presented a notice of motion on April 16, directing staff to look into what it would take for a hotel to be attached to the 59-year-old building. After a lengthy discussion and historical look back into why the idea hasn't come to fruition, council voted 6-1 in favor of the motion. Countdown. James Miller was opposed. "We have a deficiency of hotel accommodations in the city," Gilbert said, adding that he wouldn't want the hotel built on the site of what's currently public park space but instead on the concrete tarmac near the convention center. The first-term councillor said he wants the hotel's construction to be incorporated into the city's North Gateway plan, which calls for the addition of 2,250 new residential units and close to 350 hotel rooms in the northern end of the city. Those numbers were drafted before the Four Points by Sheraton, which is located next to the convention center, opened in September 2023. The neighborhood, best known for being home to the South Okanagan Events Center, currently serves as tourists' first impression of Penticton, city officials have previously said. Citing BC's new legislation on short-term rentals, Gilbert said now is the time for Penticton to increase its hotel stock to supply rooms for conventions and vacationers. He also explained that event organizers use an app that filters out hotels when they aren't connected to a convention center. A referendum would be held if the hotel's proposed location was on the nearby public park space. "This idea has been talked about ever since the convention center opened," Miller said. "I'm not sure where on the campus it would go, and I definitely don't want to give away parkland." Countdown. Helena Kanon said she supports city staff looking into why the project hasn't been able to move forward but remains unsure over whether a new hotel should be built in that area. "I don't necessarily believe we should be putting a hotel in that location or going through a referendum at this point," said Kanon, who sat on council in 2015. The last time the idea was subject to debate at City Hall. With Gilbert's motion getting the green light, city staff will now look into what it would take for a hotel to be attached to the Power Street building, which opened in 1965 as Canada's first freestanding, full-standing convention center. "I think it's worth taking a look and seeing are the necessary steps, what's it going to take, and then decide whether the potential reward is worth the risk," said Penticton Mayor Julius Bloomfield. Read more. Man charged in Osoyoos Canada Day shooting heads straight to trial.